Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Tuesday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Commentary by Father Josep Ribot from Tarragona, Spain. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Today, as every day, we can learn from the Gospel. Jesus, invited to Martha's home in Bethany, gives us a lesson in humanity. He, who loved people, lets people love him, for both things are equally important. It would be a serious mistake, with harmful consequences to our sanctity, to refuse God's and others' affection. Martha or Mary? But why oppose those who loved each other so much and loved God, too? Jesus loved Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus, and he loves each one of us, too. On the path of sainthood, not any two souls are exactly alike. We all try to love God, but within our own style and our personality, without imitating anyone. Our models are Christ and the Mother of God. Do you resent how others treat God? Try to learn from his personal piety. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. To serve others for the love of God is an honor, not a burden. Do we serve with joy, as the Mother of God did in her visit to her cousin Elizabeth, or at Cana's wedding, or as Jesus did when washing the apostles' feet at the Last Supper? Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Let us lose neither our peace nor our good humor. And to accomplish it, let us take good care to see and appreciate God's presence. Saint José María Escrivar wrote, "Understand this well. There is something holy, something divine, hidden in the most ordinary situations, and it is up to each one of you to discover it. Either we learn to find our Lord in ordinary, everyday life, or else we shall never find him." Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. God wants us happy. May our Mother in heaven help us to feel the joy of giving.